Christmas is such an amazing time of the year. The lights are all up as the sleepstall Santa are counting down. We're now all starting to share the excitement of the big day. The Christmas lunch, time with our families, friends, and loved ones.
But whilst Christmas is a time of celebration, it's also a time for giving, for recognising those that spend their whole year giving to others, and a time for making this time of year special for those that have maybe had to deal with things that they really shouldn't have to.
And that's why, thanks to our friends at Arnold Clark, who really do help us to make these things possible, we try and grant a Christmas wish to one special person. So today, we're talking to Louise Smith from Preston Pans. Louise has nominated her friend Paula and her son, 5-year-old Alex, who just a few weeks ago was diagnosed with a terminal illness. Hey Louise, morning. Tell us a bit about Paula.
Oh, she's a lovely person, Paula. Very caring, a young girl who has two kids, Alex and Eva. Alex has been not very well. He's been diagnosed with a condition which is very rare.
Tell us about the journey Alex has been on.
He wasn't well. They took him to the doctors and he's been diagnosed with this condition, which is called DIPG. It only kind of affects young people from the age of, I think, between 5 and 9. And he's been through radiotherapy through in Glasgow, so he's had to be away from his sister for 6 weeks as well.
And I take it that Paula, is she at work or...?
She's unfortunately had to give up her job, so she's not able to work at the minute.
And there's big sister you mentioned, Eva. How old is Eva?
Eva is 9. So I think they're quite inseparable. I think Alex gets quite anxious when she's not there because he likes her to be there.
Louise, we are incredibly moved by this story. And when we shared this with our friends at Arnold Clark, we all wanted to help you grant a Christmas wish for lovely Paula, Alex and for Eva. What do you think we could do to really make this Christmas a little bit more special for them?
I think just something that they can do together would be absolutely amazing. Just kind of maybe even something just for Paula, just so she gets a wee bit of time out as well, because this must be so difficult for her.
Well, look, Louise, Paula has been listening to all this on the other line. Morning, Paula.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm just feeling overwhelmed. Really overwhelmed. It's so nice. Thanks very much for that. I can't believe that.
Paula, I know that you're biased, but tell us about Alex, about your boy.
He's just such a nice wee boy. I mean, his whole wee life, he's never hurt anybody. He's just so... He just plods about. He's so happy. He's just so active. He's just like any normal boy. He just wanted to go out and play, and he's so loving. Just so, so loving. And then for this to happen to him just out of the blue, it's just terrible.
How did it all even begin?
His balance kind of started going off, and his eye kind of looked like he had a lazy eye, and then his speech kind of went more babyish to what it was. So I took him to the doctors, and the doctor said there was really only radiotherapy that they could offer Alex at that time, and it was just to try and make his life a bit easier. Then when I came back and they said it's a tumour, but they just didn't know what type of tumour it was until they'd done an in-depth MRI. And then it came back that it was DIPG and that they...
So they were basically telling you there's nothing we can do for your child. Did they give you a time limit?
9 months. 9 months, they said, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was in August, uh-huh. Such a bad, bad form of tumour. It's so aggressive.
I cannot, as a dad, I cannot imagine what that must have been like that day.
Horrific, absolutely horrific. But like Mum said, we were sitting in a room and she went, you know what, our lives are never going to be the same again as soon as we walk out this room. And it's true, it never will be the same again after hearing that news. But I have to enjoy him here while he's here at the moment.
Well, Paula, we know how amazing you are as a mum and we cannot even start to imagine how difficult this has been for you.
We think you're absolutely incredible, and because of that, together with our friends at Arnold Clark, We would like to help arrange a few things for you all because we think that you deserve it more than anyone in the world.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well, Paula, firstly, we'd like to arrange a little something for you. We would like you to enjoy a little bit of me time. So you and a friend are going for a spa treatment, dinner, and an overnight stay at the Marine Hotel in North Berwick. They are going to treat you like a queen because you are a queen.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much for that. I can't thank you enough. That's amazing.
Is Alex with you just now, Paula?
Yeah, he's a ha. I'll just get him. He's just sitting in front of the Christmas tree. Alex? Hello.
Hi, hey, Alex. How are you, wee man?
Good.
Good. Are you just sitting in front of the Christmas tree waiting for Santa Claus?
Yeah.
And what have you asked him for?
I've asked him for an iPad.
Oh,
an iPad.
iPad.
I've got a puppy.
You do?
A puppy.
And how old's your puppy?
10 weeks.
Has he got a name? Has the puppy got a name?
Sky.
Sky.
Oh, and I bet you give Sky lots of love and cuddles, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, look, Alex, we hear you're a big computer game fan.
I'm playing it all the time.
Oh, you're playing it all the time, are you? Well, Alex, we've got a little something for you because Santa Claus is bringing you an iPad. But we would like to give your wee thumbs a good workout and give you a Nintendo Switch. How would you like that?
Thank you.
Well, listen, Alex, we've also heard from Santa's little elves that you love Shrek as well.
I love Shrek.
Who's your favourite character in Shrek?
Donkey.
It's the donkey.
And the dragon.
The dragon.
The dragon and the donkey.
Well, Alex, we'd like to take you and your sister and your mummy to have dinner at Frankie and Benny's and then head around the corner to the Edinburgh Playhouse to see Shrek the Musical.
Thank you.
You're a lucky boy, eh?
Not only that, but because you are a very special boy, Shrek told us that he's organised for you to get the best seats in the playhouse, and he also told us that he would like to meet you and your sister.
Have you, Shrek?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, isn't that amazing?
Yay! Merry Christmas.
Bless Merry you. Christmas,
Merry
Alex.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
And I hope it snows this year.
Oh, no,
I hope it snows with you. We love you, Alex.
Love you. Thank you.
And that's what makes this the best time of the year. Thank you again to our friends at Arnold Clark, who really do help us to make these things possible. And if you'd like us to grant someone a Christmas wish, head to hearts.co.uk now. And together, let's give something back this Christmas.